from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Almost everything is in place for mining company Agnico Eagle to continue expanding its gold operations at Detour Lake and in Kirkland Lake. One large gap for Canada's largest gold producer and the third in the world is attracting a workforce. Speaking to a business audience in Timmins, Agnico's VP of Operations, Andre Lakeshay, spoke of recruitment and training. He says for all his company's potential to be realized, it needs mining talent from outside Canada. However, recruitment even from within Canada is difficult.
When you talk, it may be, you know, empirical, but you talk to people from Southern Ontario and you ask them if they would move here, it's generally not the positive feedback that I get.
At the same time, Mines Minister George Peary echoed an announcement by the Premier from last week of $10 million for Agnico under the Provincial Skills Development Fund. Underground music, in the literal sense of the word, will be played this Friday morning at the Kid Mine in Timmins. A local band will perform 9,000 feet down to set a Guinness record. When asked why, Dwinex Promotions owner Norm Dwyer says it's for recognition.
When you hear mining, when you hear music, I want people thinking Timmins. We have such a history in mining. We have a lot of great musicians and a lot of music to our core here, and I thought when I saw this record, this is something Timmins can easily take, and it makes sense why we would.
An adjudicator from Guinness will be in attendance to certify that the band Miners and Sons has broken the current record of just over 6,200 feet down, held by a group in Sudbury. The Archie Dillon Sportsplex swimming pool is reopening 2 weeks ahead of the most recent target date. The city has announced that instead of December 2nd, it will now open next Monday, November 18th. The pool has been closed since its annual maintenance shutdown in August, when it was discovered that a new boiler was required. One more observation now of the Archie Dillon Sportsplex as we finish up our local history feature centered on it. Earlier today, we told you about Olympic skiing champ Kathy Kreiner being a guest at the opening ceremony of the Sportsplex in 1976. Local historian Karen Bachman tells us that the traveling Ontario lottery draw was also part of the festivities.
So Kathy was part of that. The Sportsplex was packed. There was all kinds of things happening. So it was a really huge celebration. All kinds of things happening, really positive in the community.
Kreiner was at the celebrations, fresh off her gold medal win in the downhill race at the 1976 Winter Olympics.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.